range of emotion to show as an actor is great.
And do you like playing Juliet in front of a live audience? Does that help?
I do. I think the live audience helps the nurse character a lot more so than Juliet. But for any actor to hear your audience responding to your performance straight away gives it a different element. So you sort of react from audience reactions and your performance is a lot more organic, therefore.
Did you like playing in a little room yesterday? Did that give it some atmosphere?
Yes, I did. I think because the nurse and Juliet are obviously a very close pair, and that is the sort of environment that they would find themselves in most regularly together. In Shakespeare's time, nurse maids would have shared a bedroom with their charge, so nurse and Juliet would have shared a bedroom. That's the sort of atmosphere that they would be used to and most comfortable to talk to one another in.
Do you have a favourite part of any of Juliet's speeches?
Out of the nurse and Juliet scene, some of my favourite lines are probably when she says, "How art thou out of breath, when thou hast breath to say thou art out of breath?" And also the, "Where is your mother, why she is within, where else would she be?" Because she's being a typical teenager. Juliet, of course, is 13 years old, so she's being a bit sarcastic and perhaps a little bit cheeky, and I think that shows Juliet's age quite nicely.
Do you think Shakespeare gives you any clues with his lines to tell you that she's sarcastic and she's a bit jippy?
Yes, definitely. And as we said, with the different emotions that Juliet plays, they are perhaps written differently. With Juliet and the nurse, Juliet has got some quite short outbursts. You know, tell me, speak, etc. So she's being quite cutting, quite short. And then when she speaks to the friar, perhaps in a later scene, her sentences are a lot longer and a lot more eloquent, so showing different ways of expressing the different emotions through the structure of the language.
And do you find it's difficult to deliver a soliloquy when you haven't got an audience in front of you that you're speaking to?
I wouldn't necessarily say it would be difficult. But again, it just gives you a different element. As an actor, it is nice to be able to have eye contact with your audience. But yet again, it can be nice to simply allow your character to just be being, if you like, and just being thoughtful.
Mm. And what about what you decided to wear for Juliet?
Well, we decided that Juliet, of course, being a girl and being 13, she would most likely wear something pretty and obviously a wealthy family, so something of high status. So we chose this outfit. Again, as an actor, you need to wear something that you can move well in, so it's nice and loose. And we went for the traditional costume in both versions, so that perhaps the students can see that although you're getting a traditional look to a play, that in fact the action can have a modern twist and it can be nice to merge the two together.
And last question, do you think that Shakespeare had a good idea of how to write a young girl?
I think he did. Shakespeare, when he was growing up, of course, had sisters. He had his mum and he had his grandmother, so he would have had quite a lot of interaction with girls. And I do think that, yes, you can see not just in Romeo and Juliet, but in all of his plays, a great range of female characters that explore a diverse amount of the female emotion. So I think he did a good job.
And do you have any feeling in your fingers right now?
I do, but not in my toes.
Fantastic.